Liran Hirschkorn, your host of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast. In this episode, I talk to Roee Yellen, co-founder and CRO of 8Fig, as well as Dana Oren, who is the product director at 8Fig, all about growth capital. If you've heard me on the show for the last almost year or so talking about a growth capital I work with, I've now brought them on the show. We talk about a little bit about what 8Fig does, how they help sellers getting growth capital and growing their businesses, as well as some of the supply chain help, as well as technology platform that 8Fig has in order to help sellers. So enjoy this episode talking with Roee and Dana of 8Fig, a company I'm really excited about that's been able to help a lot of sellers over the last year grow their business on Amazon by helping them get more money for inventory as well as marketing so that they can expand and grow their business, especially in this past year as you need to order more inventory every single time because you're running out of stock, because you have longer lead times, longer times to get inventory. And so it's been critical for a lot of sellers to be able to just order more stock ahead because you just don't know how long it's going to take you to get your next order. The podcast is sponsored by IncrementumDigital.com. Incrementum Digital is a growth engine for brands on Amazon. You can visit the website IncrementumDigital.com. The podcast is also sponsored by 8Fig. You'll hear a lot about them on the show. 8Fig.co is the website. And if you are looking to exit your business, reach out to me and I can help you navigate the waters of everything happening in terms of acquisitions in the space. Enjoy this episode with Roee Yellen and Dana Oren. Okay, so today on the show with us, we have Roee Yellen. He is the co-founder and chief revenue officer at 8Fig, as well as Dana Oren, who is product director at 8Fig. For those of you that have been listening to the show for the last year, you've been hearing me talk about a company that helps Amazon sellers and e-commerce sellers with getting growth capital for their business. Really, I've been kind of talking about it almost over the last year while the company has kind of been in this stealth mode. But I've been an advisor to them and now happy to bring them on the show and talk more about how we're helping sellers grow their businesses and talk more about it and introduce 8Fig to you. So Dana, Roee, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Roee, maybe we can start a little bit with talking about how you got to this point. You know, a little bit about the kind of history of supply chain and, you know, why there was kind of a need to maybe enter this market of growth capital for Amazon sellers, because there are some other solutions on the marketplace. So maybe you can give some background.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to. So, me and my co-founders, Yaron and Asaf, met through the previous company of Yaron and Asaf, which is called Clarium. Clarium was a supply chain risk assessment and data collection company that provided algorithms for banks and insurance company about supply chain. So the guys and myself, we really developed a lot of knowledge, specific knowledge about supply chain underwriting. And that company was sold almost 18 months ago. And after we sold that company, I met the guys through the investment that we did, that my company did into Clarium. And I was the COO of the investor. So we met through the investment. So after we sold the company, we thought how we're gonna use this knowledge to help e-commerce sellers. And we saw that through our understanding of supply chain and supply chain technology, we can really provide value to sellers. So that's how things started, basically.
Got it. And one thing I want to touch on, actually, we didn't discuss this prior, but you also participated in a couple of World Olympics. Towards the end of the podcast,
maybe I'll ask you how that applies to maybe business. But so you had this company that was involved in supply chain and then or in supply chain analytics. And then I guess what were you seeing in terms of like the different offerings in the marketplace that are sort of available today for sellers to get capital that didn't really solve the issues that sellers were having? Or what is the primary issue that you were looking to solve in creating this company?
Yeah, sure. So when we identified the, when we looked at the market and then we looked at the high growth sellers, sellers that already know how to sell and they have a successful product, we saw that the biggest problem that they are experiencing is the lack of inventory. They are always out of stock, and that's the biggest danger for the business. And we saw that, but that it's a very the business of Amazon sellers is the business of heavily based on supply chain. So we said that maybe we can take our knowledge in supply chain and build a financial model that is tailor fitted for supply chain businesses and e-commerce sellers particularly. And when we looked at the other solution in the market, like a line of credit or a loan or factoring, it's basically a generic product that is suited for small, medium businesses across the spectrum. And we wanted to do something very, very specific for sellers that will provide a lot of value. And I think we managed to do that through our model and platform that we built.
Got it. So basically, a lot of sellers are kind of using solutions that they're not specifically tailored to the supply chain issues that sellers are having as far as getting access to capital. They're just more generic loan solutions available for maybe any kind of business. And in the e-commerce space, they're not kind of tailored to it.
Yeah, let me expand. So basically, until now, what happened was that when a seller looked to finance their inventory, the supply chain, they would go to a financial provider, and then those institutions would provide them with a product that is called a line of credit. A line of credit is basically an average of the last 12 months of sales. This is the amount of the access to capital that sellers can receive, maybe sometimes 2 months. But and this is very, very good solution for small, medium businesses that are growing slowly, 5-10% year over year. But when online sellers that are growing 100-300% year over year, this amount of capital is not enough. So basically, we understood that instead of just providing capital, small amount of capital to sellers in a generic form, we can tailor fit the capital to the specific needs and thus provide them with an unlimited amount of capital for their needs based on our ability to project the sales in the future and then match the potential with the capital they need to make it happen.
Got it. So so one of the key things here that it seems to be from what I've seen, that the amount of capital when you compare some of the other solutions that 8Fig will offer a seller seems to be usually higher than what they might get offered from another company. And I guess now that you're explaining it, it's kind of based on the fact that other companies are not really taking into account the growth in e-commerce and Amazon sellers. And in this particular solution, you're sort of calculating the amount you're offering differently than some of the other lending growth capital options in the space.
So again, I think capital is only, money is only part of the 8Fig solution. So 8Fig is basically a very strong analytics and planning tool for online sellers to build their business plan for the future of the business. sellers can log into the to our platform, and then I can tell you a little bit about more about the product and the platform. And after they are doing that, and they are using our tools to build a more accurate plan for their needs, then they can match those planning and projections with the capital they need. So basically, it's a wholesome solution that combines both technology and planning abilities with capital to maybe, I like to say, blitzscale the business to another level. So, and I think that our belief, our core value in the company is that every seller can become an eight-figure seller. That's why we call the name the company 8Fig. And so far, it's been going really, really good with our clients.
Yeah, and so you've seen over the last year in putting out capital, the maybe you can touch on some of the growth that you've seen, obviously without naming any particular people or sellers, but the kind of growth or what how people have sort of utilized this capital to grow their to really grow their business and kind of take it to the next level.
Yeah, so I think you know, every seller that's listening to this podcast can imagine that the fact that they are always in stock, how will that affect their business, that they don't have any out of stock days, you know. So I think one of the most impressive examples is a couple of guys that has a that when we met with them, they were selling, I think, around $7,000 a month. That was around the end of last year. I think by the end of Q1, they were selling over 100K a month. So basically, they really, really grew 10 times more, or 12 times more than in less than a quarter. And last month they were around 300K. So we are very proud of their growth.
And I mean, especially when it comes to Amazon, right? Because with Amazon specifically, it's not just that going out of stock you lose sales, but Amazon is also an algorithm. So with Amazon, when you go out of stock, and then when you come back into stock, it's very possible that your organic rankings, that a lot of things in the business are affected. You don't just go back to your previous sales right away. You need to spend more money on marketing, on ads, on everything to make a push. And hopefully you can try to regain those rankings that you had before. So on a platform like Amazon, it becomes even more critical for sellers not to go out of stock. And this has been, I think, with all the issues that have been happening in supply chain this year and COVID and inventory, one of the biggest challenges for sellers is staying in stock. And a challenge is ordering enough stock to have stock, not just for 2 or 3 months, but for 5, 6, 7 months, so that you don't deal with some of the issues around stock, which can be challenging, you know, for small sellers to order that much stock unless you have a partner to be able to sort of back you to be able to order enough inventory so that you don't go out of stock.
So I think when we started the company, we identified four keys for success for online sellers, that if we can provide them with those, every seller can become an eight-figure seller. So the first key is scale, the ability to scale. So when you have a partner that can scale with the business. So basically, the company can sell next month 100 units a day, and then 1,000 units a day, and then after a year, 10,000 units a day, and then more and more and more. So you need a partner that can scale with you. So this is the first key to success. So basically, this is the first thing that we are providing. Secondly, it should be cost effective, making sure that the margin is large enough that for every unit sale, the margin that the seller is making on every unit is the maximal margin, because in the end of the day, the margin is the first of all, it's the money that sellers are taking home, or the money they are reinvesting into the business to develop new products and developing the business as a whole. So, but secondly, a margin is really the number that your company is being valued upon. So when a seller wants to sell the business, the bigger the margin they have on, or the profit margin they have on the business, the bigger the exit they will have, right? So mm-hmm. this is the yep. second key. So first key is scale, second key is margin. The third key for success is flexibility, meaning that the partner that helps them to grow is flexible. So if they need to postpone a certain payment or to expand it, you know, you want the next batch is not 100 units, it's 10,000 units. So you need the flexibility, especially what we see now with the FBA and with shipping and all those kind of stuff that you have to be nimble. You know, you cannot be strict with your plans. You always need to replan. You have to be forward thinking all the time. So that was the third key. And the fourth key that we find the most important is ownership. You know, being the seller is the owner of the business, they know how to run their business the best. You know, we are not presuming that we have any special wisdom that can replace the seller. We are trying to empower them and enable them, and that they will have full ownership in their business, and this way they can grow the best. So those are the four keys that we identified, and that's the four keys that the platform is trying to provide every seller: scale, margin, flexibility, and ownership.
And you know, one of the things that we kind of talk about in around those issues is that sometimes sellers are exiting the business too early, right? That they reach a point where they kind of don't have enough capital or bandwidth to continue to grow the business, and then they go and exit the business when maybe, not saying in every single case you shouldn't sell your business, but maybe in some cases, if you had that backing, if you were able to go launch products, more products, as well as get more inventory, you could scale the business, get to eight figures, and then sell your brand, versus maybe selling too early and not sort of maximizing the exit in the business.
Exactly, I agree. that's why we started the company. We believe that every seller can be an eight-figure seller, and we want that to enable as many sellers to do that. So, and to do that with scale, you need a lot of technology, and this is the technology that we built to support that vision.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit, and maybe Donna can talk a little bit about this. Let's talk a little bit about the technology part. So, you know, you mentioned earlier that it's not just a money growth capital solution. So as far as the platform itself, what tools or how does it help you in terms of, you know, managing your business or the inventory from a tech standpoint?
Yeah. So thanks for throwing it to me, Roy and Liron. So besides, like you said, creating the growth plans that come equipped with potentially unlimited capital and flexible capital for growth seller for online sellers, what we actually do is we help the business in two ways technologically. The first one is we help them improve their supply chain planning. So everyone who signs up to 8Fig, the first thing that they're met with in the system is actually custom developed planning tools. And what those planning tools are there for is to help them rein in their supply chain. Roy, I think, did a great job of explaining why that supply chain is so crucial to the success of a business. But any seller listening to us right now, you know, doesn't need a refresher on that. Now, clearly mapping out your supply chain ahead of time can have a tremendous impact on your success by actually planning for the growth and not letting that growth catch you off guard like it did so many sellers in 2020 when we saw that like huge spike due to quarantine laws and all of that online consumption shifting all of a sudden. Now, we also provide insights and tips throughout that planning process, so you're not alone in it. You're relying on, you know, a great database that already contains a lot of insights from sellers just like you who've already gone through this planning process, and you know, you can learn from their collective wisdom, so to speak. So we can help you avoid being out of stock, or even, you know, having the opposite problem of having a huge surplus. Now, the second way that we help you is by helping sellers be more effective at monitoring their cash flow. So that plan that's created, the supply chain plan, actually includes all payment dates, sums, all everything that needs to go out from the business, clearly laid out on a timeline, along with an estimation of stock arrival dates and a projection of the sales period. So understanding that cash flow enables, on one hand, it enables 8Fig to actually support the business optimally, because then we're able to generate very, very high fidelity repayment schedules using AI that ensure that your cash flow remains healthy and stable and is never compromised. And then for the seller, it's also great to have just that sanity check, log in every week or every day. You know, we see some sellers just logging in, checking, okay, what kinds of payments am I due this week? You know, when can I expect sort of things to tip over more into the green, into the black, however you want to describe it. So those two things together, coupled with that access to the unlimited capital, can be really transformative for a business on its way up.
Got it. And so the platform is connected to the seller accounts, correct?
Yeah. So we connect to sellers' selling platform, primary selling platform. So we're talking about usually Amazon, Shopify, sometimes eBay, Walmart, some other platforms as well. And that enables us to, first of all, look at historical performance. But like Roy said, we're able to finance based on much, much, much more than just historical averages or like the last year's average. We also look at potential for sales, potential for growth, which factors in so many more factors, like, you know, the niche that the product is in, the competition, the seller's quality and experience, and, you know, all of that goes into it.
Right. And so from my understanding, one of the sort of secret sauce that's kind of built into the tech and the AI is the ability to continuously underwrite, understand what's happening in the business. And therefore the flexibility to either make changes to plans or to continuously, as the seller is growing, open up and offer more capital to them based on their growth. I know we had one client that we were working on. I think Marie, they came to you and they asked for more money, and I think in one weekend you're able to open up like another over $1 million to them.
That might be true. I'm not sure which one, because it's been a few times like that. Yeah, but basically, the ability of the system to help the seller plan according to the opportunity that is available to them, meaning the potential of sales, and not according to the cash flow limitation, according to a budget, you know. If until now a certain sellers used to, you know, calculate what is the available budget, and according to that they build their plans, now they are looking at the future and thinking, okay, what is my ability to sell? And once they do that through our system, and then budget is not a problem anymore, because we will match their plans with the money they need. So that opens a high spectrum of possibilities for the sellers. And yes, and we tend to do a high number of deals usually. The smallest deal that we did, I think, was around 20K. The largest was over $5 million. And the process is fairly quick. You know, it's usually between 2 to 3 business days from coast to coast. So,
yeah. I was gonna ask about that next. So what's the process? What are you usually looking for, as far as like, you know, I know there's, you know, obviously companies that want, you know, tax returns and personal guarantees, and, you know, and then there's others that, you know, are maybe just giving you a dollar amount without asking you anything. They just have an algorithm that connects to your seller account, and it's like, okay, here's, you know, $100,000, that's what's available to you, and there's kind of no discussion at all. So like, what's the process in actually determining, you know, the time frame? What does sellers need to, you know, kind of give, and what's taken into account in terms of like, not taken into account, but like sort of assessing and making that decision of how much capital is available to them?
So I can take this one. In general, we're happy to welcome six-figure sellers and up who cater to the US e-com market. So that's sort of our jumping off point. In terms of what we then look at, the primary thing is, of course, the plan that the seller has made. Just like Roy mentioned, we sort of turn the tables, and it's not that we're going to tell the seller how much they qualify for. Mm-hmm. The seller needs to build their plan using all of the tools that we've developed for that purpose. And then once that's submitted, we examine it in light of two things. First of all is that store connection, which is crucial, where we can view, you know, past performance, we can view reviews, we can view each of the ASINs in itself, and we can view also the competition using a set of different tools. And then also we look at the banking history. However, there's no personal guarantees. There is no need to whip out tax returns, no credit check, nothing of the sort.
Yeah, and so kind of what you said is very different. You said turning the tables, very different than what some of the other solutions are out there where, yeah, you connect your seller account and then it kind of pops up. Or when Amazon wants to lend you money, you don't have the proactive ability to ask them. They just kind of show up with a number in your account. In this case, you're asking a seller to put together a plan, and they're the ones that are in some sense really driving what is the capital, you know, that you'll end up offering based on the plan that they submit and the growth potential for the business based on that plan.
And they remain in the driver's seat even after the plan is in motion, and the plan is, you know, once they sign the dotted line, it's not like it's rigid and that's it. It's, you know, that's the plan and that's how it's gonna stay. We really mean it when we say that we offer flexibility. So you can log in and change anything that you need about your plan, increase the quantities, increase you know, the sums, move around dates, anything that you need in order to actually make it fit the reality. And that is a huge, huge benefit to sellers that we see, first of all, in light of all the logistics problems and, you know, international freight issues that we've seen in the last year or so. But also just because that's the nature of e-com, right? It's dynamic. It's not, it doesn't, you know, just because you have a great plan today doesn't mean that it's still close to what ends up unfolding in reality in a couple of months down the line.
Yeah. So one of the things I've seen, you know, sort of in you know, being an advisor and working with the company is that, you know, a seller has, you know, kind of a supply chain issue. The product doesn't come in when it's supposed to come, and they actually have the ability to stop that payment. And I have not seen companies that are that flexible. You know, usually if there's a payment due, and then you start to accrue, you know, penalties and calls and you know, whatever. But again, this product was kind of built for e-commerce, and the, you know, ups and downs or challenges or flexibility that you need to work within the frame of supply chain and some of the things that have been happening in the last year around inventory, and that I see as a major differentiator. I'll add that, you know, when Maria originally approached me, you know, I almost dismissed it because I get a lot of messages on LinkedIn and other platforms asking me to promote things on the podcast or be an affiliate, et cetera. And I usually say no to everything. But we did a small trial last year in the summer before I committed to anything, before 8Fake committed to anything. And I referred a few sellers that wanted help with growth capital, and all of them were actually coming back and thanking me for the introduction. And that's when I kind of saw that this was a different kind of product offering that what's available, and the experience is you know, really, really, really good from the seller side. And I would say In almost every single case of the people that I've brought over to the company, they've gotten offers and they've been very, very happy with the progress they were able to make as a result of those offers. So one thing I know is going to be a question in people's mind is obviously, okay, well, what's the cost, you know, sort of the price, right, to be able to get growth capital, as far as, from their standpoint, how is it kind of calculated?
Sure. So our system is risk-based. So basically our risk scoring for each individual shipment is deciding the cost of the plan. And basically, but in general, our cost for every $100,000 in a plan is between $6,000 to $10,000. So we try to keep it in that price box. In the unusual cases that the sellers are very big and the plan is many millions of dollars, it goes a little bit less than that. But mm-hmm. usually that's between $6,000 to $10,000 for every $100,000.
Right. So about, let's say, 6 to 10% cost of capital, right? Somewhere in that range of the amount that you are borrowing. And actually, one of the interesting things that you do in part of the plan is you help the seller actually understand what is the cost per unit, right? Which I think is really interesting. So you have a product that you're selling for, $20, $30, and your sort of additional cost per unit sold may end up, when you see the calculation, be 30 cents or 40 cents a unit or kind of a what seems to be almost an insignificant amount that still leaves you with plenty of margin to generate the sale.
Exactly. Our incentive is to create the biggest margin for the seller when they are selling. So not only the other cost of the inventory and FBA are included, but also our cost. And we try to minimize it as much as possible so the seller will have a very robust and sustainable cash flow in their business. And then they can take that cash flow and expand it to other products, to development of the marketing materials or development, of the listings and all the other things that they need to really hit that eight figures.
Got it. Okay, makes sense. Before we jump off, I wanna jump off to another topic. But before that, as far as like what else sellers sort of need to know, is there anything that we didn't share? I guess about the process or that sellers kind of need to know going into to kind of working with 8Fig.
I think that it's important to understand that when we look at supply chain costs that we are happy to help the business with, it's all the costs that are associated with selling of the product. So basically, we are happy to help sellers with the inventory itself, with shipping costs, with the logistic costs, with marketing costs. So we just saw a recent spike in marketing costs and PPC from Amazon. So we are happy to help sellers with that. So basically, every other cost that is associated with the sale of the product, we are willing to
right. help with. Right. So it's not just let's say an inventory funding. It's basically really marketing, selling, inventory, logistics, like the whole process of actually going from buying the inventory to actually getting the product into the customer's hands. And this is something that you and I have been discussing, right? Like the sort of rise in PPC costs and rise in shipping costs this year, and all these challenges that are, coming up for sellers that the 8Fig can kind of help with. I know right now also you're doing something interesting around like a sort of cash back on marketing marketing costs.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have a special promotion. We see a lot of clients come in and they're booking with us the needs, the inventory plans for Q4, that people are starting to get ready for Q4. and they want to do it in advance because of all the shipping. But we wanted to also do the heavy, to help them with the heavy lifting with marketing, so and make it even more cost effective for them. So we are, for every marketing cost that is in the plan, we are providing a 2% cashback directly to the bank card. So it's not associated with any credit card or something like that. Just that if you put in the plan marketing cost, we will reimburse you in the following month 2% out of that amount.
And if you're using one of those credit cards for your advertising on Amazon, instead of using your seller account balance, you can use a credit card, and there's cards that give you like 3% cash back for your advertising category. You can kind of get 5% back on your total on your advertising costs.
Exactly. It's not instead of, it's parallel. It's parallel to the to that. So yeah, you can be more effective with the marketing through that cashback.
Okay, great. And the website, by the way, is 8fig.co for getting more information and starting to, basically, it's kind of a self-serve process right now to start the process in terms of putting together your plans, getting access to the platform, and then working with the 8fig team once that is submitted.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, great. Okay, so I want to jump to another topic where this was not planned, but you participated in two World Olympics in canoeing. You know, everybody here that's listening is like a business owner. I know you also put in a ton of time in terms of working. Would you say, like, I mean, are there some parallels that you learned from the world of competing sort of in at the highest levels in the world? You were, I know, in the Sydney Olympics, competing at the highest levels in the world, sort of to business. I mean, is it kind of the same, kind of going to battle to be the best in terms of from sports to business?
Yeah. So, first of all, I want to put it in perspective. I was part of the Israeli Olympic team, and which was great. But Israeli, the sport of canoeing is not so developed. So I had to be scrappy. I think I was an entrepreneur from day one as an athlete. You know, I always had to get to organize my stuff and to be very focused on my goals and the mission. Through the years, you also, because it's an endurance sport, you learn how to work really, really, really hard. I think I carried it to the business world. I can share with you that, you know, people sometimes ask me about what is the lesson I learned from my paddling days or the kayaking days. And I tell them that when I teach kids to paddle the kayak, I teach them two rules. So the rule number one is to stay in the kayak, stay in the boat, don't fall over. Mm-hmm. And the second one is that paddle in the fastest way, not in the shortest way. So, you know, because you are on water and turbulence and waves and those kind of stuff, sometimes the shortest way is not the fastest way. So you have to find the way around the water to get from point A to B in the fastest way. So I think those two rules still always apply to the business world.
And I guess also when it comes to canoeing, everybody has to be in sync, right? Everybody, I know it could be a one person or it could be multiple people, right? That are in a canoe. I think the video clips I've seen of you, you were yourself in the canoe, but I imagine if you're also rowing with other people in a boat, you really have to be all on the same page, right? Which really applies to business, right? Having a shared goal and everybody being in sync, sort of like in the same mission if you're building a team or growing a business.
Yeah, so actually in the first Olympic Games, I was competing in the doubles. So, and it was a small team boat, but it was a team boat. Yeah, and you know, you really work on it and it becomes a second nature, you know. Through the race, you have to conduct two strokes a second, you know. So, and do that for a few minutes. So you have to sync the bodies to work together and really align to the finest point. But still, each one has its own job in the boat to do, you know, and no one, you don't do the same thing. Everybody has its own position and responsibilities. I think it's very true for businesses. Yeah, small businesses for sure. You know, you have to be in sync. You have to communicate all the time. You have to know what the other person wants and thinks without talking with them sometimes, you know, so that applies very well.
Yes. Okay, great. So a couple other things. You started with an office in Tel Aviv, recently opened an office for 8Fig in Austin, as well as I think the team is going to be at the upcoming Prosper show. So I think also if you're going to be at the Prosper show, it's a good opportunity to meet with Rory, with Donna, with the team, you know, and kind of talk more about the business. You can always reach out to me, and I can try to make a connection if you're going to be at the show and you want to meet with them, and talk more about using growth capital and the technology that 8Fig has to grow your business. Thank you so much. Is there any support email, or if somebody wants to just get more information before applying, is there just a contact form on the site as well, or an email that they can reach out to?
There is a live chat, you know, they mm-hmm. just go to the website, click on the chat button, and we have a 24/7 support for everybody.
Okay, excellent. Great. Marie, Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll see you in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks.
See you in Vegas. Thanks.
Looking forward.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you are going to be at the Prosper show in the next week, hope you come and say hello. And if you have not joined the e-commerce mindset group, the link is in the show notes. I will see you on the next episode of the e-commerce mindset podcast.